Hello and welcome to The Sacred. My name is Elizabeth Oldfield. This podcast is an exploration of how we talk to people different from us. I'm really interested in the state of our public conversations, the way we might do them better, and the role that the things that we hold sacred but don't always know how to talk about might play. A little while ago, I spent some time away from social media and news consumption after I'd had my second baby, and spent a bit of time reflecting on just how fraught and sometimes painful and sort of compelling, but also just awful, public debates have become. Like it or not, we've become more diverse. Philosopher Charles Taylor talks about deep difference. Essentially, we are less and less likely to believe, to belong, and to behave like the people living next door. We're less and less likely to hold the same things sacred. And by that, I mean fundamental precious things, which no amount of money that someone could offer you would make you give them up. We don't react to attacks on these things rationally, but sometimes irrationally. I want to reflect on how unconscious we often are about the things that we hold sacred and how that makes it hard to understand what other people hold sacred. We like to hold on to the convenient illusion that we're all just rational actors in the world, making a decision based on reason and evidence, not influenced by our stories, our emotions, or the people around us. And that's nonsense. No one is neutral. We all have a set of lenses. We all have a set of things that we would defend with our lives or certainly sacrifice for. And my hunch is that if we're a bit more honest about those, and if we do a better job listening to other people, things might improve. So in this podcast, I'm going to be talking to a range of fascinating people from lots of different beliefs and perspectives and backgrounds about just that, about what they hold sacred and how we might talk to each other who disagree with us. I also hope to just get to know them a bit, because if these big questions that divide us are anything, they are personal, and it would be great to be a bit more honest about that.